This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. A few weeks ago, 1,800 workers, mainly women, at a shoe factory in Rangoon, Burma, went on strike. They won a small pay increase, but maybe more importantly, they used the experience to begin one of the first independent unions in the country. They are now hoping to get the union legally recognized under new labor laws, which came into effect on March 9th. To find out more about what is happening in Burma, I talked to Jeffrey Vogt. Mr. Vogt is the legal advisor in the Human and Trade Union Rights Department of the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC. He has just returned from a fact-finding tour of Burma, where he met workers, representatives of newly emerging unions, and leaders of the official long-standing labor organizations. I asked him first what his impressions of the country and its workers were.
Most of our discussion centered around what the working conditions were like for Burmese workers in a variety of sectors. So it was very interesting to hear what the day-to-day life is that they are confronting, and obviously why workers in that situation with very, very long hours, unpaid overtime, extremely low wages, very hazardous work with no protective equipment, why they would decide to form trade unions. You know, a number of unions did try to register since late last year, but were told that their applications couldn't be processed because the law hadn't gone into effect. That law actually just went into effect last Friday. So now the question is, you know, will these applications be processed, accepted, and then what? The law on collective bargaining and dispute settlement is being revised, but there's still no new framework in place. So it still remains to be seen what happens once you have a trade union and you're looking to negotiate better terms and conditions. There's that kind of framework is still not yet in place.
The new law allowing for free and independent unions went into effect on Friday, March 9th. Do you know how many unions have already applied to register and if the registration process will be complicated?
The government of Burma is certainly going to have a good reason to recognize these trade unions and register them. If for no other reason, next week is the governing body of the ILO, the International Labor Organization's meeting, and there is an outstanding request to have a commission of inquiry formed on Burma on the question of freedom of association. Difficult to imagine a situation in which the government of Burma going into this meeting coming up and then the International Labor Conference in June having denied the first union applications coming in. So I imagine, at least initially, these will be accepted. But then the big question is, all right, so they're recognized. You know, what does industrial relations look like after that? That's the big question.
There have been in the past accusations of Burma using forced labor. Do you think that is still the case? And if so, what can be done about it?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely is still the case. There are numerous reports that have been issued in the last year by independent organizations and also reports coming out of the ILO office in Rangoon that do confirm that forced labor is still being committed largely by the military, some civilian government officials, and in some cases purely private individuals. But it's still a major problem. And looking at the data that the government itself gave us, very, very few people have received any serious sanction for committing forced labor.
So what do they do? Just go out into the streets and grab people and force them to work?
Well, it takes a number of forms. Sometimes military will move into an area and force people for a couple of weeks to carry their supplies. They could go into a village and ask for people to repair roads, build border fences, grow food, any number of things. Sometimes taking these people into very dangerous situations where there's armed conflict. And a number of people have been seriously abused, tortured, killed in the process. ILO and the Burmese government are looking to come up with a plan of action to eradicate forced labor. But again, since it's largely committed by the military, the civilian government just needs to make it very clear and assert down the chain of command that this is no longer accepted, and to punish those who are responsible for committing acts of forced labor.
The ITUC is the organization which represents national labor centrals in a country. Is there a labor central the ITUC can recognize in Burma?
Oh, we do have a Burmese affiliate. It's the FTUB, the Federation of Trade Unions Burma. It has been operating in exile for quite some time. It is kind of recognized as being kind of the voice, even albeit on the outside.